members of the Finance Committee are in attendance. Can we get approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any corrections, additions? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes as published?
Aye.
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 Opposed? First order of business is out of the way. Do we have anybody from the public? Joe?
Under purchases, the first purchase is what the Chief County Assessment Office, it's a replacement copier. You guys have two copy machines in the office?
We did have two.
Did have two.
The contract went out on the one that we're replacing, and we didn't purchase another one, so we actually went down.
Okay, so this is a size, big office, and this is replacing the one that they lost. If there's any questions, Joe can answer that.
Okay. Any questions of Joe?
I think this was budgeted, right, Joe?
Yes.
I think we have two in there. Right. I'm not sure what the plans are in the second one, but... next, with the Community Development Department, we have a professional services agreement for some soil testing in Eagle Park. That's in Eagle Park, we had the big sewer project down there the last few years and had some lead issues that we've been dealing with, and I guess this is follow-up. It's required by the EPA.
Well, actually, what we're doing is now we're doing drainage because, you know, the storm drains need to be cleaned out.
Roadside ditches and everything.
And EPA recommends that we do soil sampling before we do the project, and that's what this is about, to hire SCI, who did the previous soil sampling, to do that before we do the drainage project.
Eagle Park was one of the EPA's remediation programs way back when, from lead contamination. They basically capped everything, so I guess anytime you put a shovel in the ground, you have to be careful.
Gary Stoller, he's pulling out with a bang.
Well, we actually made a little mistake, too, when they put the sewers in. They dug in the middle of the street, and had not had the lead removed, and then people wanted dirt spread around their yards. Being a nice guy, they spread it around, and that spread lead all over the place. So,
next, with facilities management, we have the fire alarm replacement at the Wood River facility. Kurt, do you want to just kind of give us the overview?
Yeah, we've had a few false alarms this past month on Wood River. The Wood River Fire Department's wanting us to keep replacing the detectors. This is for the first floor and the basement fire alarm smoke detectors. So this will complete all of the detection devices in the building.
So did we not replace a bunch of those before?
We did.
And where were they located?
Fourth, third, and second are done already.
Okay, so this one has not been done. Well, I remember that we had done a bunch of them, and that it was kind of costly. So this will complete the whole thing?
But all of the detection devices will be done after this. We'll have the horns and strobe annunciator panel from the fire alarm panel will need to be replaced later down the road. This will probably take my guys 2-3 months to complete, just running all the wire and installing all boxes, etc.
Well, my concern when I saw this was that we had already replaced some, and now were we having to go revisit those?
No.
So this is different.
This is new.
Okay.
With the highway department, Gary couldn't be there. He's at a meeting in Effingham. This part of our phone upgrade, and they buy their own phones because they have their own source of funding. So there's 8 phones just being added to their system out there. Same situation as other departments. And then with the information technology, we have 2 purchases. The first one is professional services for engineering services for security assessment. Is Timothy here?
Yes.
Could you go and explain that?
Basically, what we're doing is we're taking a look at our security posture for the county for the IT side, and we're kind of starting down at the bottom of the network and letting some outside people come in and do a review of it and see if they can give us any recommendations and maybe help us with some stuff that we're not aware of. So.
Any questions, Timothy?
And lastly, also with the IT department, is their quarterly maintenance on their big copy machine that does all the printing down there, correct? Yeah.
And I might mention that includes the overage for printing of all the ballots and all that. know, the base fee is what, $4,800? So the remainder of that is overage.
Any questions?
It's all purchases.
You get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, second by Doc. Any further discussion? Not Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Rich? And Gene.
And under resolutions, we have one. I'm not sure if it was in your pre-packet, but we'll go ahead and explain. It's to do a kind of a rehab to our chiller. It sits out in the parking lot that cools this building. Kirk can explain, but you know, basically the chiller has a 40-year life. It's 20 years old since we opened up this building, but every 10 years it has to go through and replace a bunch of parts and things like that.
Basically, I have to rebuild it, replace bearings, replace gaskets, O-rings, seals, etc. Right now, one of them is leaking pretty bad, and it's actually not functional at the moment. So we need to get this one rebuilt so that we can head for it.
Do you do that in-house, or you have it?
No, this is Trane's going to come in and do
okay.
This, which is the manufacturer of the chiller.
Okay.
Is it usually about this much?
It's very labor intensive. Every section of the compressor has to be torn apart in here just to get it out of the doors.
And you've got two chillers.
One of them is running right now. We'll schedule that for a rebuild next year. The second one is currently down, so we need to get that one rebuilt.
Problem with this building is the windows don't open, so when the chillers are down and it's warm outside, it gets really warm in this building. So that's why you need to have both of them running.
Right. And this chiller plant in this building actually covers this building and the courthouse. So the air conditioning goes out in this one, we have two buildings now.
Very good. Any questions, Kurt? Anything else, Joe?
That's all.
That's it.
Motion to approve.
Coach McKelly, get a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Not? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
And Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. You're up.
Okay. We do not have motel tax reconciliation this month. We have several refunds. The first refund is from the special service area for $88.95. Then we have two refunds, both from the health department, one in the amount of $50 and one in the amount of $75. And then we have 17 refunds from the Animal Control Fund, totaling $345.
Can we get a motion?
Second.
Any further discussion? Not Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we have three immediate emergency appropriations this month. The first one is for the coroner fee fund. He received a grant in the amount of $4,625 as part of the Public Health Vital Records and Death Certificate Act. The next appropriation request is a health department grant. It's the Vaccines for Children, and it is totaling $30,000. With no additional match. And the final appropriation is also for the health department, and it's for the vector surveillance control grant, and it is $37,500 with no additional match.
Any questions?
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill, Larry, and
yes.
Thank you.
And then we have the claims and transfers report for the month of April. It was sent out in your agenda. Any questions?
Any questions? Motion approved.
So moved.
Second.
No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all that our office has.
Very good. You're up.
I don't have anything for you.
What have you done this time?
What?
I will be back in July, though, with our annual liability and property and
I'm going to dump it all in one month.
Where's the candy
bottle? We'll see if he has a legacy if anybody brings that up.
I'm buying this for fun.
Is there any further business to come before this meeting?
I do have a comment to make.
Yes, sir.
That at 10:30 today, the health department will have their meeting here. It's going to be about the health audit. Will be a presentation, so I invite everybody to come to that meeting.
That's up in the board
meeting room.
Yeah,
10:30.
Okay, thanks, Don. Any other comments or business? Not. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.